Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices for just rupees 499 per month. Rediscover the joy of listening to stories again.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hey, it's Melanie Torres from 95.5 PLJ, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio of our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Are we ready, guys? Can you get a little louder, maybe? Like, he's standing right there. I see his shoes, the brown ones. All right, once again, no phones, no nothing. Put all that away. We just want you guys to enjoy this amazing experience. So, give it up for Niall Horan.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. So for you. So I think we're going to play a few tunes and then have a chat, I guess, if that's all right. Yeah. All right, I'll get my coat and we'll leave. Don't say a thing.
Waking up to kiss you and nobody's there. The smell of your perfume still stuck in the air. It's hard. Yesterday I thought I saw your shadow run around. It's funny how things never change in this old town. So far from the stars. And I want to tell you everything, the words I never got to say the first time around. And I remember everything from when we were the children playing in this fairground. Wish I would stay with you now. As if the whole world's watching, I'd still dance with you. Drive highways and byways to be there with you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you. I saw that you moved on with someone new. In the pub that we met, he's got his arms around you. It's so hard. So hard. And I want to tell you everything, the words I never got to say the first time around. And I remember everything from when we were the children playing in this fairground. Wish I would stay with you now. As if the whole world was watching, I still dance with you. Drive highways and byways to be there with you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you. You still make me nervous when you walk in the room. Them butterflies, they come alive when I'm next to you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you. And I know that it's wrong, that I can't move on, but there's something about you. As if the whole world was watching, I still dance with you. Drive highways and byways to be there with you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you. You still make me nervous when you walk in the room. Them butterflies, they come alive when I'm next to you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you. Everything comes back to you.
Thank you.
That was nice. To do a bit of a retuning. This guitar is not great at holding it. Yeah, so we'll play one more. Play Slow Hands for you. And then I think we're going to have a chat here, I think, if I'm not mistaken. All right, let's go.
We should take this back to my place. That's what she said right to my face. 'Cause I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby. I've been thinking about it all day. And I hope you feel the same way. 'Cause I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby. Slow, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down our dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm even here without you on me. I know, yeah, I already know that there ain't no stopping your plans and those slow hands. Slow hands. I just wanna take my time. We could do this, baby, all night. Yeah, 'cause I want you by. Yeah, I want you, baby, slow, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down our dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm even here without you on me. I know. Yeah, I already know that there ain't no stopping your plans and those slow hands. Fingertips putting on the show. Got me now and I can't say no. Wanna be with you all alone. Take me home, take me home. Fingertips putting on a show. Can't you tell that I want you, baby? Yeah, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down our dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm even here without you on me. I know, yeah, I already know that there ain't no stopping your plans and those slow hands.
Thank you.
I feel like I need to do some jumping jacks after that. You got my heart pumping, Niall.
Oh. That's why we write it. That's why we write those songs.
Well, welcome to Stage 17. It's your first time by 95.5.
Yes, yes, it is.
So we appreciate it.
Thank you. Do you want to sit down? Do you want to stand up? How would you like to do this?
We can sit.
Okay, let's sit.
So my first question is, why do you think it was important for your fans to hear This Town as your first single?
Well, to be honest, it wasn't really that thought out, to be honest.
No.
It makes sense now.
Here it is.
In hindsight, it looked really planned, probably. But it was just,
It's just interesting because it's a ballad, you know?
I like it. Oh, well,
or it's like mid-tempo.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
No.
I don't know. It's kind of like, I wanted to kind of let people know that I was still doing music, and if I was going to do music, what kind of music it would be. And I think This Town is a good reflection on on me and what I would naturally pick up and just play on the guitar is that kind of finger-picked kind of stuff anyway. So I guess straight out of the, you know, straight off the mark, that's probably, yeah, the best reflection of me. So yeah.
And we liked it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Thank you.
I noticed that a lot of your songs, they have like a she, or it's always talking about somebody. Mm. So do you have a muse for your music, or is it just kind of like...
No, because like if you were to go off the... If you were to go off the first two singles, it would be two completely different people.
Yeah.
Because they're mean two completely different things. So no, not really. No, like we all, like this town is like, we all have that same part. Like, I don't know if you, when you move away from home, you go home to like a small, back to your small town. You always have, you know, you always see that same person that you went out with when you were 15
school,
or whatever,
yeah.
You know? So yeah. So yeah, in a way.
You make that decision.
And then Slow Hands is just like some weird song that happened out of nowhere. So.
And then there's one that you played at the Today Show yesterday,
yeah, yeah.
On the Loose.
Yeah. So
and
that,
no? I mean, I try not to overanalyze the lyrics because I was just
That's why we write these things. So I know what they mean and then you can have your interpretation.
Like,
that's why we do it. That's what tunes are about.
Get inside
your head. Yeah, try it. Try me.
Let's talk about the new album, which you've been very like, it's coming.
Yeah,
not
I just,
really giving much about. So,
yeah, it's just I just want to take my time with everything.
Yeah.
But
is it done?
Yeah, kind of. I'm still finishing off some like little production stuff. It's fully like my vocals are fully recorded, and I've done all my musical parts on it. But it's just now it's down to like just final production stuff. But like with this town, I released it in September, and then I looked at the iTunes chart at Christmas, and it was number 2. And I was just like, oh, that used to never be the case.
Cause yeah.
I remember it used to just straight away, used to know if it was going to be a big song or not. So apparently these days you don't know. So I just kind of thought, well, I got longer out of that one, so I'll try the same with this one.
Totally.
And then when I'm finished doing my promo, because I'm going to have to go all over the place now.
Yeah.
And travel with it. And when I'm done with that, then it's time to take a little few weeks off and then go over with the album again. So it's going to be fun.
When are we going to have it though?
I'm hoping like, I want to say somewhere in the fall, like October, November time.
Nice. Yeah. How many songs?
I have to say fall now because I usually say autumn, but.
Autumn.
You don't get that.
So. How many songs is it going to be?
I'm not sure yet. I have it whittled down to 15, but I'm probably going to lose a couple of them because they're not good enough.
Make them bonus tracks.
I don't want to release any songs that our bad interpretation of what
totally.
I've worked on for the last year and a half.
Do you play all of the instruments
no.
on the record?
Jeez,
no?
Yeah, I'd be some musician if I could.
Well, I've seen like, I don't know which video it was, but you were playing like the drums and then you're on guitar and I was like wondering.
I can play a little bits of everything, but I've never been able to have the talent to do that on full albums. But I play guitar, play acoustic guitar in all of them, play electric guitar here and there. And yeah.
Well, you're still super talented, obviously, because I'm like, ooh, does he? All right. And then it's interesting what I've noticed, like the release of, let's say, like Miley's Malibu and even like Harry's new song. It seems like a lot of artists are going away from like overproducing records and more of this, like just using a lot of instruments, like getting back to the basics. So what are your thoughts on like popular music kind of shifting back to that?
I mean, you
have a hand in it, obviously.
Yeah, I think it's great because people are getting to do what they grew up on and what they, you know, deep down love. So it's great. Miley and Harry are two perfect examples. Yeah.
What music did you grow up on?
Like the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac and Crosby, Stills and Nash, and then more of my folky stuff is kind of like Damien Rice, singer-songwriter, and I guess Van Morrison in places, and John Martin, and some of the really old school stuff. Yeah,
I mean, I feel like we can definitely hear that in a lot of the few songs that we've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
When is On the Loose actually going to come out?
I don't know. It was just I was playing these radio shows and I only had two songs. And
you only played for two for us here.
Yeah, I know.
We should have chanted, guys. We missed our opportunity.
I don't have an acoustic version of that.
We just
play it with a full band and we haven't really talked about. But yeah, and I was just playing all these like big radio shows and wanted to play another song and thought On the Loose was.
I'm just kidding.
No, the big outdoor ones. You know what I mean. And And then, yeah.
I mean, we could take this downstairs. It's fine.
Let's just go into the garden. Let's open up the garden. yeah, so we just wanted to play the extra song. So, and I felt like On the Loose was another good reflection of what the album gives people a taste of what the rest of the album is like. You got your good mix of this town and that one as well.
So. Does your hat give a good taste of what the album's going to be about? I love it.
Yep. It does.
Blocks out the rain. I saw you sporting it yesterday, too. Yeah. what's one thing that we'll never see you do, like as an artist?
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
I don't know. I'm up for trying everything, to be honest. I won't be dancing, but that way.
No, you don't dance?
No.
Not even at like a wedding?
I can break dance, but...
Oh, can you now?
No, definitely not.
I love it. What about like no EDM feature? None of that?
I don't know. Like you say that. I say in my head, I think no. And then Coldplay, who...
I was just... Oh my gosh. I was literally like inside your head at that. Yeah.
Coldplay, who... Oh my God, it's literally inside your head.
Stop!
I'm getting you back now. yeah, like Coldplay, who originally released songs like Fix You, have just done...
Yeah,
one of the bigger EDM tracks
that's
of the year. So
crazy, yeah.
So I would never say no, to be honest. I can't, because then it would come back to bite me at some stage.
Psych. and then today it was announced that you're going to be joining Ariana for One Love Manchester. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Ari, I'm good friends with Ari, and she called me up and asked me would I get involved straight away. Obviously for obvious reasons, not because I'm just friends with her, but for obvious reasons, I wanted to get involved. It's going to be a great cause to raise a lot of money for a terrible thing that happened, and I'm looking forward to spending an evening with the great people of Manchester, and singing a few tunes with them.
I love it.
Yeah,
should do like a collab. There's like a ton of Miley, Katie.
Yeah, I just seen it there now.
It's like ridiculous lineup.
Yeah,
so.
It's a great lineup for a great cause. So. It's gonna be a good evening. Hopefully.
I love that. What else do you have lined up for the rest of the year, other than us anticipating this new album tell us when it's coming out?
That really,
traveling all around the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, traveling everywhere I can possibly get to, I presume, and then hopefully to have some chats with the agent soon about possibly getting a tour together and
please
doing some shows, which would be, I much prefer being on stage than doing anything else. So.
Do you think that your live show would be something like this, or you can have like a big band? Ed Sheeran has like, he does it super stripped down and it works for him. But what's your live show going to be like?
Well, I can't play a loop pedal, so that's that.
That thing is insane. I'm like, what is he doing up there?
Yeah, he's nuts. That's the one man show out the window. So we have a full band, and it'll be, I want to make it like, I've done the shows, you know, where it's been the big stages and the big arenas and stadiums and stuff like that. So I'm happy to be like, my kind of music kind of suits the smaller venue and the more chilled gig as more than a show versus a show, I should say. So yeah, gigs.
I did want to ask you too, did you write with anybody else on the record, or are these just like all of your lyrics like from Niall's head?
Yeah, well, I write like stories and write like poems and little crap lyrics down and bits and pieces here and there, record stuff. I'd say 40% of it is completely me, and then people who I've written with before, like I wrote with Jamie Scott quite a lot, who I wrote, we wrote Story of My Life with for One Direction, and some other, a lot of One Direction stuff. And then what else did I write with? I wrote with Greg Kirsten, who...
Oh, yeah, he does a lot of the Adele stuff.
Yeah. So I kind of stuck with some people, went with some new people and stuck with some people that I worked with before. And yeah, just that it all kind of worked out really well, and I'm happy about it, I think. I hope they're happy with it.
I think we'll be happy with it regardless, so it'll be amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. That was fun. Hopefully I wasn't too hard on you.
Don't you worry.
What? I hate when people say that. You're mean.
Now you're getting touchy. You take photos.
All right. Everybody give it up for Niall one more time.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.
Hello, my name's Hayden Prowse.
I'm Julian Rubinstein.
And we're in no way biased in saying that you should listen to News Roast, which is our podcast.
It's a podcast that we did after making our BBC show The Revolution Will Be Televised, where we explore political, satirical issues with the likes of Ramesh Ranganathan, Lily Allen, Adam Buxton, to name a few.
That's right. Get it now on your podcast app.